This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Paul reminded the elders from the church of Ephesus in Acts 20:17 through 21:1 of the things he taught them during a three-year period of ministry in that city. Now, in his farewell address, he tells them they will not see him anymore. Before he concludes his address, he warns them, "I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them." Though this church was strong and well-grounded in the truth, the enemy would be relentless in attacking them. There would be opposition from outside, savage wolves, he called them. They will not stop short of trying to destroy them. In addition, from within their ranks, some will try to get a following by distorting the truth. Jesus prayed that believers would live in unity as they pursued growing in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and in a unified way share the truth with unbelievers. Satan tries to counter these efforts by dividing believers into competing camps, fighting each other, thus blunting the cutting edge of their testimony. He warns them to keep watch over themselves as leaders and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Be on your guard. Then, having warned them of the dangers they would face, he concludes by assuring them, "I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."